A ministry lays out plans for continued outreach in the land of the Islamic State. It's World AIDS Day, and a gospel worker shares the story of discouragement, isolation, and good news. Details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. ISIS, starving refugees, religious intolerance, it all casts a dark shadow over the Middle East. The Middle East could use some hope. Nathan Burns from Pioneers USA says,
I just want to remind everyone of those current events because it's that kind of conflict that makes it really, really difficult to get into Arab countries right now, especially those countries that have very little access to the gospel.
Can you guess what Pioneers is doing? Not giving up. Instead, they're using media to meet people in need and provide a safe place for them to learn about Jesus.
The unique thing about this project is, from the U.S., we are able to reach millions of victims of war, women at risk, persecuted communities, seekers, who are locked away in areas where no believer can go right now.
Next, it's World AIDS Day, a day set aside to fight against HIV. Now, according to the Joint United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS, there are nearly 2 million people with AIDS in Uganda last year, 200,000 of them kids. Food for the Hungry started an outreach program for pregnant women, teaching them how they can prevent HIV transmission to their babies. Does it work? One woman said she finally saw God's love for her. Visit our website to see more on World AIDS Day. This is Mission Network News. Ever heard the term cool Japan? Asian Access's Takeshi Takazawa explains this cultural phenomenon.
Cool Japan is the pop culture of Japan begin to influence other cultures.
What would that influence look like if the gospel was involved?
I think God designed this age to influence and solve the problems of the humanity by saving grace through local churches, body of Christ.
But less than 1% of Japan is Christian. A2's training existing church leaders to be bold risk takers in evangelism, discipleship, and growth. Now, they have a big dream to share.
We would like to see 1,000 new churches planted all over Japan. And then ultimately, we would like to go to 50,000 churches.
It's a huge job, and this is where you come in.
First, pray that Lord of the Harvest would send more workers. Second, consider you to become workers that God would mobilize.
Meanwhile, in Russia, there are more than 700,000 orphaned children, 100,000 in Ukraine, but it's growing. Mission Eurasia, formerly Russian Ministries, wants to give some of them a Christmas they'll never forget through their Gift of Hope Christmas gift program. Mission Eurasia's Sergei Rakuba.
Because of this crisis between Russia and Ukraine, there are thousands and thousands of refugee kids. Help us to deliver a true gift of hope into the hands of this suffering children in orphanages, in refugee camps.
$25 purchases a gift box with toys, treats, and God's Word. Why is it needed?
Just think what happens in the heart of that a boy or a girl who starts thinking somebody cares for him. That gift opens the door of a new perspective. So for the future, he knows that there is God who gave his only son as the greatest gift of all.
Join my daughter in giving a gift of hope through a link at our website. And have you ever felt hopeless in your job? A Southern Baptist International Mission Board missionary did after ministering for more than a year in East Asia without success. Then he met a man who listened and believed in the Word of God. He shared it with everybody around him. With the help of the IMB missionaries, a church was started in the community which helped in producing 20 more churches. Pray the community's faith will continue growing. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're telling you how the world's finding hope in Jesus and how you can be a part of that growth. You can help us do even more with your gift of any amount. And to thank you, I'll send you the new Aaron Schuss Christmas CD, Unto Us.
Unto us a child is born.
Music reminding us of God's promise at Christmas. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get your Aaron Schuss Christmas CD or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.